Matthew, do you know that watching game shows can tell a lot about your preferences? For example, some people love quiz shows, others love physical challenges. And today we'll learn how to say what we like, what we don't like, what we want, or what we prefer in English.
Yeah, that's interesting, Johnny. I didn't really know that. So let's get started. Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Trainlang podcast. It's your place to learn English. And don't forget, get your free class with the link in the description. You can see it there if you're watching us on YouTube. It is good. Or you can visit trainlang.com and you can learn English with the best online school. Okay, so remember, it's expressing your preferences is not only practical, but it's fun. So think about your favorite shows or hobbies while you're listening to the podcast.
Fantastic, Matthew. So let us just go to a fictional dialogue. And I think we will talk about this type of show. So let's start. Hey, Matthew, did you watch Who Wants to Be a Billionaire last night? Not a millionaire.
I know, it's getting, Johnny, it's getting bigger. Oh, man. Yes, that show is always exciting. You know, I love seeing contestants think hard before answering.
Well, me too. And the prizes are huge. Imagine winning £1 million.
Whoa, man, that would be amazing. But you know what, Johnny? I prefer the X Factor. I love music shows more. The singers are amazing.
True. And I like Later with Jules Holland too. It's nice to see real bands performing live.
Ah, absolutely, Johnny. And what about American Idol? You know, I watched that when I was in the US. It's so dramatic and funny.
Yeah, and the judges are always reacting dramatically. And the voice is also very interesting because you can hear new voices from all over America or Spain or wherever you watch this show.
It's true. You're right. I like watching shows that surprise me, you know. And then sometimes the contestants, they make mistakes. It's funny. Other times, they're really talented. And it's like, wow, amazing.
So, do you prefer singing shows or quiz shows?
That's a good question. I like both. I think it depends on my mood. You know, sometimes I want to think hard, like Who Wants to Be a Billionaire? And sometimes I just want to enjoy music and fun, like The X Factor.
Me too. And I like watching shows with live audiences. People are clapping, laughing, and cheering. So it's all lively.
Yeah, you're right, Johnny. It feels like you're part of the show, even though you're at home. And I love talking about the contestants with my friends afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes I even try to guess who will win before the judges announce. It's a fun game.
You're right. And like you said before, every country has its own style. For example, the British shows, they're a bit more formal, whereas the American shows are really colourful and dramatic. But, you know, both are entertaining.
So next time we should watch The Voice together. I want to see the blind auditions. And people are very nervous but excited.
Yeah, sure. Okay, I can't wait. And then we can talk about it afterwards with the other teachers.
Perfect. So let's, or maybe I'm thinking, maybe we could do our own The Voice with our teachers, no? Just you and me being the judges. And
Okay. Yeah, I like that. I like we are not singing. No.
Okay. We will plan this for after holidays. So just we might do something like that. Okay. So let's go to the grammar section. Vámonos a la gramática. Porque cuando hablamos de utilizar o de hablar de cosas que te gustan, cosas que quieres o cosas que prefieres, pues tienes que utilizar diferentes palabras en inglés. Así que vamos a empezar con like o likes, dependiendo del sujeto, para hablar de lo que te gusta. Así que la estructura es sencilla. I like y el noun o I like verb ing. ¿Okay? Porque aquí puedes utilizar las dos formas. Así que algunos ejemplos. Pues I like quiz shows, ¿no? O I like watching TV, o I love, ¿no? En este caso, I like, pues sería una buena forma de hacerlo. Una idea clave, importante. Después de like, se suele utilizar ing, ¿okay? Porque suele ser un verbo de gerundio, así que no digas I like watch TV, pero I like watching TV.
Muy bien, Johnny. Perfecto. Pues otra palabra clave es want. Cuando queremos hablar de los deseos, lo que queremos hacer, pues en inglés is want. La estructura lo tenemos ahí en la pantalla, ¿no? I want más to más el verbo, ¿no? Por ejemplo, I want to be a contestant, o I want to go on TV. Or maybe I want to try a game show. Now, otro error muy común es usar el verbo want y añadir el gerundio, ¿no? Y decir, I'm wanting to go. No, el verbo want es un verbo que usamos para hablar de deseos, de estados. No puedes o no podemos usar el gerundio, ¿no? So siempre es, I want to más otro verbo.
Muy bien, perfecto, ¿no? Luego tienes el would like o I'd love, ¿no? Más natural. Es muy educado, más común en inglés, ¿no? I'd like to, ¿no? I'd love to, me encantaría. So I'd like to be on TV. Pero en conversación la verdad es que suena mejor el want.
Yeah, es verdad, Johnny. Pues hablamos un poco de preferencias, ¿no? Para decir lo que te gusta más, pues we can use el verbo prefer. I prefer quiz shows. Or I prefer watching TV at home. Y otro muy interesante, yo creo que es muy bueno usar ese tipo también, would rather. Y normalmente en conversación lo usamos como I'd rather, para una elección concreta, ¿no? I'd rather watch from home.
Yeah. Muy bien. Así que, ¿cuál sería la diferencia de I prefer y I'd rather?
Okay, so I prefer en general, y cuando usamos I'd rather, es normalmente algo en el momento, ¿no? Ahora mismo, lo que quiero hacer, I'd rather watch, no sé, La Voz o...
Muy bien. Okay, muy bien, perfecto. No estás ahí decidiendo, oye, ¿tú qué quieres? No, what do you prefer? Well, I'd rather watch, ¿no? Yeah. Pues, oye, prefiero esto, ¿no? Muy bien. Vale, pues vamos a ver también el uso en negativo cuando decimos que no nos gusta, ¿ok? Pues bueno, pues entonces en este caso, como pasa con todos los negativos, ponemos primero el sujeto, luego después la forma auxiliar del don't y el like. I don't like game shows, I don't want to answer questions, or I'd rather not. En este caso, I'd rather not pondríamos la negación después de I'd rather not to be on TV. Muy ¿Y bien. Para las preguntas, Matthew?
Sí, las preguntas, Johnny, pues mira, what do you like to watch? So empezamos con la question word, ¿no? What do you like to watch? Do you like game shows? Y necesitamos el verbo auxiliar do aquí. Do you like game shows? Or which shows do you prefer? Would you like to be on TV? Okay. Y las respuestas simples, por ejemplo, I like talent shows. O el negativo que hemos visto contigo, I don't like quiz shows. Or maybe, I'd love to try it. Me encantaría, oh, yeah. ¿No? Probarlo. I'd love to try it.
Muy bien. Errores comunes que sobre todo podemos tener en este nivel A2, que es el podcast que tenemos, ¿no? Recuerda, hay algunos verbos que tienen que ir en gerundio, otros que no. Así que, por ejemplo, I like watch TV, no sería correcto, sería I like watching TV. O I prefer watch shows, I prefer watching shows. Y luego después con el I'd rather to go, diríamos I'd rather go. Y I'm wanting to try, no, I want to try. Pues bien, vamos a la question for the audience, Matthew.
Muy bien, Johnny. Okay, la pregunta hoy: how would you say in English? Me encanta ver concursos de televisión porque siempre aprendo cosas nuevas.
All right, Muy bien, fantástico. Pues nada, si estás disfrutando de este episodio, visit our website, trainland.com. to improve your English with a 100% effective method and very complete e-learning platform. Or, as you can see here, just scan the QR to get your free class. Así que nada, pues disfruta de tu clase gratis entrando en esto. Matthew, vamos a hablar un poco de estos game shows, pero la diferencia que hay un poco entre los shows americanos y los británicos, ¿no?
Vale, muy bien.
So let's talk about game shows and talent shows. Why do you think some shows are so popular worldwide, Matthew?
Yeah, that's a good question, Johnny. I guess these shows are exciting. Quiz shows like Who Wants to Be a Billionaire? They're famous because the questions are normally hard, no? They're tricky, but the prizes are huge. So people love to watch. They like to see the contestants thinking carefully. It's very suspenseful.
That's right. Yes, and talent shows like The X Factor or American Idol, no? Are fun because people can sing, dance, or play music, and we like to watch them improve every week.
Yeah, you're right, Johnny. Now, you mentioned one before, Later with Jules Holland. That's different because it's all about music, but you have real bands performing live. So people like it because it's entertaining, but it's also educational. You learn about new music styles.
And some clips go viral. For example, a contestant sings a difficult song perfectly, or a funny moment happens, like a mistake or something unexpected, and people just can share it in YouTube, TikTok, or Facebook.
Yeah, you're right. And the audience, normally they love to comment, no? They say things like, wow, she is amazing, or I can't believe he did that. So people like to react with emojis, share it with friends, maybe even imitate what they've seen.
And some shows are designed to be viral. For example, The Voice, no? Or America's Got Talent. They often have amazing or funny moments that everyone wants to see again, and they upload the best clips online every day.
Yeah, you're right. True. And in countries like Indonesia, in Thailand or India, you know, people really love these types of quiz shows, or maybe talent shows or music shows. They're really popular. And if you go out on the street, you'll often see performers, animals even doing tricks, musicians playing. So people are learning English, laughing, sharing cultural moments.
Yeah, it's fun because we can describe all these actions using different grammatical forms, like the present continuous, people are singing, or contestants are dancing, or judges are applauding.
Exactly, you're right. And it's interesting to see the production, you know. Some of these stages are huge, and they have the cameras, the lights, big audience. It really makes it entertaining.
That's right. And another thing is community participation. No? People upload videos reacting to performances, create memes and comment. This increases the show's popularity and sometimes make clips that go viral faster than the original broadcast.
Yeah, that's true. I think we can all think of some of those. Now, one is the Nine Cat phenomenon. A simple animated cat video that became viral simply because people shared, they remixed, they created their own versions. Well, just the same, contestants' performances can be shared millions of times.
Yeah, so when we watch the show, we don't just see the live performance, we see the culture, the humor, surprises, reactions from people all around the world. That's why game shows are talent show, and talent shows are very popular globally.
You're right, Johnny. And we can practice our English too. For example, maybe the singer is performing on stage, or the audience are clapping loudly. I don't know, the judges are giving comments, present continuous. Right. Yeah.
And plus, every country has its style. British shows like Later with Jules Holland are more musical and formal. American shows like The Voice or American Idol are flashy, emotional. And quiz shows like Who Wants to Be a Billionaire are tense everywhere.
That's true. You know what? Some clips even appear in news websites or on TED Talks. For example, there was one TED Talk by a guy, Kevin Alloker. He explained why these videos go viral. People love to watch, share, and comment. So the online audience, they participate actively.
So in summary, viral videos from game shows or talent shows combine entertainment, surprises, humor, strong online community, and we can describe everything using present continuous and other things. So, Matthew, just you said the sentence in Spanish. Let me get there. Me encanta ver concursos de televisión porque siempre aprendo cosas nuevas. How would you say that in English, Matthew?
Okay, so the answer to the question is I love watching TV game shows because I always learn new things.
Muy bien, ¿eh? Matthew, ¿por qué I love y no I like? I don't know, just una pregunta, ¿no? Porque hemos aprendido el I like, ¿no? Yeah. Pero claro, el love no hemos hablado de él, pero también está muy bien, ¿no? I love.
Está muy bien,
watching TV,
sí,
¿no?
Sí.
Es como que,
casi me que encanta, ¿no? Es encanta. Algo. Una emoción más fuerte, algo que realmente a ti te gusta hacer, ¿no? Sí. Porque like está bien, pero no transmite esa emoción. Pero sí. I love, yeah, muy bien.
Muy bien, fantástico. Y, bueno, tenemos aquí la pregunta para Interaction. If you could choose a TV show to attend as an audience member, which one would you pick? Bueno, es una buena pregunta.
¿No? Sí, porque, ¿no? Yeah. So... make a sentence.
Yeah.
Maybe using what you have learned today in the podcast, tell us your preference.
That's right. That's right. So, and in our next episode, or just what we have learned on this one before, we learn how to use like, want, also how to express preference, the difference, for example, between prefer and would rather. So we said that I prefer it's more general. I'd rather lo utilizas para una situación concreta. Y luego después lo que aprenderemos la próxima semana pues es cómo hablar inglés para una job interview in English.
Así que, sí, muy útil, muy útil.
Sí.
Bueno, si habéis disfrutado ese podcast, ¿por qué no pruebas una clase privada gratuita con nosotros? Ahí está. En la pantalla, el código QR para tener un clase gratis y te garantizamos que tenemos los mejores profesores y la mejor plataforma de e-learning. ¿Y por qué? Pues porque somos la mejor academia online de idiomas. Así que estás simplemente un click away de hablar con un nativo.
Muy bien, perfecto, Matthew. Oye, pues me ha gustado mucho este podcast hablando de esos talent shows o quiz shows, ¿no? Así que, sí,
están ha sido están muy bonito.
Bueno, amigo, nos escuchamos la próxima vez. Un saludo.
Nos vemos. Hasta luego.